I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, now that we have a full assessment of everybody's sign, let's drink some beer as we wrap up a Wednesday with my friends from Virgin Beer. Tori, Melody, Mackenzie hanging out with me. Their big 8th anniversary party happening this weekend. Awesome collaboration beers you've brought so far, which, and the sun shined down and everyone was happy.
That's what's going to be happening at the 8th anniversary on January 18th. Sun shining, beer fest.
I don't know. I mean, I'm looking at the weather. Your party has been the best rain dance Southern California's ever had.
Yeah, you know, given everything that's happening with the climate, let's go. Let's bring on the rain. I think we're going to have a sunny Saturday.
That's not the only thing you've got going on. I mean, you've got the Arbor. You've also got the Grove. And you're having an anniversary party for that,
too? Yeah, so the Grove is our newest tap room. Opened last year, February last year. Their 1 year anniversary is Saturday, March 1st. It's going to be a really fun day. We'd love to have everyone come out there. We'll have some new beers coming out right then. We'll have a fun little theme. Yeah, so we're going to have fun. So the Grove, it's 501 South Santa Fe and Vista. Come out.
So since really the 8th anniversary on Saturday is sold out, you can check out the Grove on March 1st and check out that anniversary.
No, actually, you know what I think we're going to have around then are some of the beers that we're brewing with guest brewery collaborators at the anniversary. So full circle. We keep the party going all year round.
Well, can we talk about the beer that definitely keeps the party going all around? This is my golf beer right here. Your Carlsbad Crush is your Mosaic Pale Ale.
Derek, one of our co-founders, was just talking to me about how this beer is the beer that we always wanted. There was a bunch of trial and error. Trial piece was us trying to figure out the right dosage of hops, both on the hot side and then on the cold side. And we landed on this like super fruit forward in terms of aroma and flavor pale ale. And that's one thing that we're always looking for. You know, as you've seen over the last couple of days, we've tried lower ABV beers that are really high in terms of flavor profile. And that's what you get with Carlsbad Crush.
I also think this is a nice gateway beer for people who are trying to get, I mean, we're still trying to find people to get into craft beer, right? If I was behind the bar and they asked me which beer, I would send them to Crush first because I feel like it has this really nice kind of a fruity, but I get also a little bit of floral flavor from it. So I feel like it's nicely flavored, not too bitter, but really that notorious virgin thin body.
I think you nailed it. You said gateway beer. 100%. If you have somebody who's interested in trying craft beer and wants to explore the floral side of the world, Carlsbad Crush, 10 times out of 10. It's a flavor that resonates with me.
Hey, well, with that being said, 8th anniversary coming up on the 18th of January, we have another one of our team members' bands playing, the Resonators. And, you know, his favorite beer is Carlsbad Crush, so very fitting that we play one of their songs.
Okay, tee it up. Let's go.
All right, let's go. You got it.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.